Here we are. The morning of our last full day of practice together. So this morning, I'd just like to maybe just do a very brief sort of review. Kind of what we've been doing, the paramis, and before that, I'd like to read you something the Buddha said about our practice. He said, "Abandon what is unskillful. One can abandon the unskillful. If it were not possible, I would not ask you to do it. If the abandoning of the unskillful would bring harm and suffering, I would not ask you to abandon it. But as the abandoning of the unskillful brings benefit and happiness, therefore I say, abandon the unskillful. Cultivate the good. You can cultivate the good. If it were not possible, I would not ask you to do it. But this cultivation of the good, if this cultivation of the good would bring harm and suffering, I would not ask you to cultivate it. But as the cultivation of the good brings benefit and happiness, therefore I say, cultivate the good." So, perhaps we can see a little more clearly, you know, in our minds, in our hearts, and we can see the possibility of that. We've seen it happening. So really, really learning to trust in that through trial and error and all the ups and downs and confusions. And sometimes maybe it feels like this cultivation is like a really big, like you've got to get a great big spade out, or maybe one of those machines with a huge great big digger on the front, you know, and really, you know, really, you know, something quite strong and big is required, you know, sometimes in our lives. Need to really, really step away, right away from something. And sometimes, maybe in the stillness of the meditation, we can see that this cultivation, which is also in a way the abandoning, you know, maybe you can see that. You can see that in a way that it's the same movement. So we incline our mind in one way, actually that in itself is actually an act of letting go. You know, as we just tune into stillness and kindness and so on, it's like actually, you know, in that moment, something is being let go of. So sometimes in our meditation practice, you know, we can see, sometimes it's a really subtle movement, isn't it? It's just almost like, oh, a very subtle shift of attention. But we begin to appreciate the huge difference this makes. And that sense of, you know, we're just even very slightly caught up in something, you know. And just seeing how we can just shift our attention very slightly sometimes, and there's the ease, there's the and the Dharma way opens again. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, the Dharma is talked about as that which beckons us, calls us on. Yeah. Opening, the way opening. And sometimes it's just a very slight shift that's needed. And what came to my mind this morning on my walk was that wonderful Zen quote or saying about heaven and hell are a tenth of an inch apart. Heaven and hell, a tenth of an inch apart. So as we practice today, this unspeakably precious opportunity that we have to really learn more about this shift from suffering to non-suffering. It's really possible for us, and really perhaps what our life and our world is most deeply crying out for. So over the week, I want to name, and just as I name some of these paramis, these beautiful qualities of mind, just no need to think about them, just touch them, let them touch you, and there's some knowing of that, and maybe some appreciation. So generosity, and ethics, the precepts we talked about on the first evening. Renunciation. Patience. Truthfulness. Energy. Determination. Samadhi. Equanimity. Wisdom. Kindness. I think I've remembered them all. And then we have our other list, maybe, which is open, a more informal list of other qualities and beautiful qualities of mind that you've seen maybe in others or you've touched in yourself. Playfulness, curiosity, desire to practice, to understand, to deepen. Mindfulness. Many others perhaps that come to mind. So really appreciating and if we've really been cultivating all these. And again, remembering in each moment, and any moment of cultivation really covers all of them. So today, you might want to choose one to kind of live with for a day. It's a wonderful practice for a day or a week or a month. And just kind of have it with you as a companion for the day. And just see how that is. What effect that has. Might be one that feels very kind of, very attracted to, or perhaps one that you feel you haven't connected so much with, and you might think, maybe we'll bring that one along today. So today, really, I feel like maybe the theme, the instruction or suggestion for practice is that the main thing that we'd like to sort of offer and suggest is this, is something about self-direction. You could really take up this sense of really directing one's own practice, you know, what's needed right now, and following through with an intention. That whole just being able to really trust again one's own process and one's learning process. Trial and error, fully included. And this is also kind of also intended to be kind of a movement of somewhat of integration, you know, that we're going off into the world and we won't have all these lovely people kind of, you know, to encourage us, and a lovely environment and support of our noble managers doing all that work, cooking for us and so on. You know, so to really feel that sense of sitting in one's own place and to that end, we would like to do something a little different today with the schedule this afternoon. So this morning we'll run sort of as normal, you say. It's amazing, isn't it, how norm gets established in a week. This is how life is. Sit, walk, eat. So we carry on with that this morning. And then this afternoon we'd like to offer the afternoon as a period of self-directed practice. So what this means on a practical level is that from lunch until 7 o'clock, it's kind of up to you. So you're very welcome to continue with following the schedule, you know, sitting at 2:30 and so on, and sitting and walking. And that may be really what you want to do, might be what's a really good exploration for you. You know, or you can sit longer, walk longer, and just a real encouragement to, enjoy that and as a way of really using this opportunity and the silence and the stillness and what's been cultivated this week as a way to really root those learnings into the being. So I hope that is clear. We won't be having guided meditation this afternoon, I won't be leading an exercise period, but the hall will be available for exercise as usual between 4:45 and tea. And so the bell ringers at 2:30, for 2:30 and 4, you're freed from duty. We won't be putting up interview slots, but we're very, very available. So please feel free if you want, you know, come and find us, you know, where we are in the rooms, or write us a note. We'd be really happy to meet with you. But really let that be your own, you know, your own decision, and you may not feel like you need to. So just, you know, for a moment, just see how all that lands with you. Maybe you think, oh, goody, goody. Or you think, oh, no, I'm not sure about that. So just, you know, it's okay. Just kind of let that sort of settle. And any questions that anybody has, that just to clarify that, so you just really feel like you know, okay, I know what's happening. Okay, good, good. So, again, really as often in the last day, sometimes the mind is, you know, moving a bit to, you know, what's next and tomorrow. And sometimes that can be, you know, quite, oh good, you know, I'm going to get to eat chips. Or, you know, it might be, oh dear, no, I've got to go and do that thing, you know. So different things can come up. So really, really encourage you to be very tender with that, very aware with that. It's okay, you know, and it's such an opportunity again to hold some of those thoughts gently, like, oh, it's okay, it's all right. Maybe we don't have to do it right now, right? Tomorrow. And then let go and come back, you know, come back and feel your body, come back to your breathing, come back to the metta. So really good sort of integration work of knowing, even though the mind maybe starts to go in those sorts of directions, we can really come back. And also, just a last reminder, yeah, when we do have time sitting, so please to be on time for the sitting, so we can keep a clear sense of structure for each other. So thanks for that. So I'd like to share something from Thich Nhat Hanh, which we might perhaps take as a kind of segue into our period of sitting practice. So if you'd like to just settle into your meditation posture, if you're not in it already. So again, just connecting with how you are right now. Being really present, receptive. That sense of letting go of what has just gone. Settling into being present, so Thich Nhat Hanh says, peace can exist only in the present moment. It is ridiculous to say, wait until I finish this, then I will be free to live in peace. What is this? A diploma, a job, a house, the payment of a debt. If you think that way, peace will never come. There is always another this that will follow the present one. If you are not living in peace at this present moment, you will never be able to. If you truly want to be at peace, you must be at peace right now. Otherwise, there is only the hope of peace someday.